the farmer sat outside his home in Bangladesh, a little country, yes, to the northeast of India. The farmer sat outside his home all alone, and he said, "It's not fair." He held his head in his hands and he said, "It's not fair." He looked up at the sky and he said, "It's not fair. I need to feed my family. So, what do? I'll tell you. I go to the market and I buy some seeds, and I sow the seeds, and the whole lot grow into a good, strong, healthy, nutritious crop. And then what happens? The sun, with its searing, scorching heat, hot enough to burn the soles of your feet. It sucks all the moisture from deep down under the ground. When it's around, you can hear this sound. Are you ready to do that with me? Come on. And the crops, they dry, they wither, they shrivel, they perish, and they die. And when the crops die, well, my family might die, and I cry, it's not fair. So what do? I'll tell you. I go back to the market, back to the seed sellers, buy some more seeds, and I sow the whole lot, and they grow once more into a good, strong, healthy, nutritious crop. And then what happens? It comes too soon. The monsoon, with its wild and whistling winds, and the rain pouring and teeming and filling the rivers, and well, the rivers swell and they burst their banks, and they come sweeping, crashing, careering in great walls of water down through the valleys, and they tear everything away, they rip it up, they throw it away. It's a terrible day, that's why I say it's not fair. So, once more, I ask you, what do? There's only one thing I can do. Go back to the market, the seed sellers, and they are such crafty fellas. I can hear them whispering one to the other. They say, "Hey, brother, here comes another farmer, a fool. We can make some money. We'll have to play it cool." And they sold me a bag of seeds. And when I opened the bag, I discovered they were radish seeds. Radish seeds! I mean, what good are radishes? I want something that is healthy and nutritious, that will be deep-rooted, that will find some moisture deep down under the ground when the sun is around making this sound. Are you ready? I need something that is deep-rooted, that will hang on when those great walls of water come crashing, careering and smashing down the valleys. I want something that is deep-rooted, that will hang on. Hang on. Deep-rooted. Hang on. Radishes in Bangladesh are long like carrots. They're white like parsnips. Hang on, he said. They're deep-rooted. They could hang on. Hang on. Maybe I'm not such a fool. Maybe those seed sellers, crafty fellas, didn't play it quite so cool. I'm going to give it a go. Yes, I'm going to sow. So he sowed and he sowed and he sowed. And I'll say it once more, then I want you to copy me. And he sowed and he sowed and he sowed. And they growed, and they growed, and they growed. Good and long. Big and strong. Ready? This time, faster, louder, louder, faster, after me. And he sowed, and he sowed, and he sowed. And they growed, and they growed, and they growed. Big breath. good and long. Big and strong. And the whole lot grew into a good, strong, healthy, nutritious crop. And the farmer was so proud. He thrust out his chest. He said, "I'm the best." He popped up a parasol above his head so the sun, when it came out, wouldn't strike him dead. And he strutted and he swaggered and he swaggered and he strutted. And he declared, "Just look at that. That's the best idea anyone around here has had all year." Even his neighbours began to appear. They looked at the field of radishes and they said, but secretly in their head, "Wow, that's the best idea anyone around here has had all year." But out of their mouths, out of here, all you could hear was a sneer and a jeer. Can you do that with me? Here we go. Another nasty neighbour, she arrived. She looked at the radishes and she said, well, I don't really know what she said, so you'll have to think up a nasty neighbour word. A third nasty neighbour. He raised his eyebrows, looked at the crop growing healthily in the field, and declared that they were pathetic. Ready? Pathetic. A fourth nasty neighbour stared at the crop of radishes, and she said, well, again, I don't really know what she said, so you'll have to make it up. Off you go. And a fifth nasty neighbour, he screwed up his nose, he looked down his nose, and he announced that he thought the crop of radishes was totally silly. Now, let's say those nasty neighbour words again, but this time, let's say them together. Pathetic. Silly. And don't forget to put into the list your words. But the farmer said,
"I heard what you said, but I have suspicions as to what is going on in your head," he said. "You want to steal my crop, so as you do not steal my crop, I'm going to stand guard day and night through darkness and light. You try as hard as you might, you will not steal my crop."
So, the farmer, there he stood, at the edge of his field. He stood guard day and night through darkness, through light. But then, one day, he heard it coming his way.
"No," he said, "it's too soon," he said. "The monsoon is coming this way, today."
He could hear the whistling of the wind. You going to help me make the whistle of the wind? Come on, here we go. And then the rain began to trickle down from the skies. We're going to use the palm of one hand and two fingers tapping against the palm of the hand. Ready? And the whistling of the wind, don't forget that. And then the lightning began to flash in the sky. And the thunder began to roar. The farmer said, "No one with a brain in their head will be out on a day like this. They'll be abed. I'm going to my home. I'm going to my bed," he said. So the farmer, he climbed into bed and he covered his head so he couldn't hear the whistling of the wind. Ready, everyone? And the rain pouring down. Two fingers against the palm of your hand. He couldn't see the flashing of the lightning in the sky. He couldn't hear the roar of the thunder, even louder than last time. Ready? Roar! But there was someone. A thief. She was out in the storm with her hat pulled down, her collar turned up. She was bowed down, leaning into the wind. The wind? The wind? I can't hear the wind. Come on. And the rain was hammering on the ground. Let me hear the sound. Come on, stamp on the floor. And a bit more, and a bit more. And the lightning flashed all around. And the thunder roared. Roar! She had a bundle of jute sacks stuffed under one arm. Now she reached the field, pulled out one of the radishes, shook the soil from its roots, and threw it into a sack. And she pulled and she shook and she threw it in the sack. And she pulled and she shook and she threw it in the sack. And she pulled and she shook and she threw it in the sack. Are you ready? Come on, help me. And she pulled and she shook and she threw it in the sack. And she pulled and she shook and she threw it in the sack. And all around her and at her back, the wind it whistled. The rain hammered on the ground. Come on, an even louder sound. More and more, and the lightning flashed all around. Shh, 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 shh. And the thunder roared. Roar! And she pulled and she shook and she threw it in the sack. And she pulled and she shook and she threw it in the sack. But what she didn't notice at her back was that the monsoon... It had come so swiftly, so fast, so soon, that during the course of the day it started to drift, drift, drift away. So now the wind was a softer breeze. And the rain it trickled in the muddy red ruts. Two fingers against the palm of your hand again. And the lightning seemed to dance in the sky. And the thunder rolled and boomed on by. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. And the farmer rolled over in his bed and covered his eyes, looked at the skies, gasped with surprise. "The skies," he said. "The skies, they're blue. The monsoon, it came too soon, and now, towards the end of the day, it's blown itself away." "There may be," he said, "someone in my field, stealing my radishes, stealing my crop." So he rolled out of bed and he bumped his head. "Ow!" And he walked along the path towards his field, where she pulled and she shook and she threw it in the sack. And she pulled and she shook and she threw it in the sack. And she pulled and she shook and she threw it in the sack. But what she did not notice at her back was the farmer creeping upon her slowly like that. And he nabbed her. "Ah, I've got you. What are you doing in my field?" said he angrily. She stuttered and she stammered. She shivered and she shook. She held on to a sack full of radishes. And she said, "The wind. The wind's blowing me into your field." "Ah. So why are you holding on to a sack full of radishes?"
"So the wind doesn't blow me away."
"So let me get this right. The wind blew you in."
"Mm-hmm, mm-hmm."
"And you're holding on to a sack so it doesn't blow you away again."
"Yes, that's right, that's right."
"So," said the farmer, "tell me, why are there 1, 2, 3, 4, many, many, many more sacks full of my radishes? Go on, tell me, why?" Now you have got to come up with the best idea you have had all year. Come on, let me hear." "That will not do, that will not do. I want a better excuse from you." "Come on, I want to hear a better reason."
The farmer said, "That will not do, that will not do. I want to hear from you a better idea, the best idea you have had all year, because if you don't, if you fail, then the thief is going to jail. If you fail, then I fear you will soon hear, nee, 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 and the police will be here, and the thief will disappear." Now, let's listen to those nasty neighbour words one more time. Are you ready? Here we go. But inside his head, it could be seen that it was green with envy. The farmer said, "You, shoo." Nasty neighbour number two, well, that was one of your words. So what was it? But inside her head, it could be seen that it was green. But this time it was fungus and mould, I'm told. "Ugh! Go away, fungus brain. You're nothing but a pain. You, shoo." Nasty neighbour word number three was, are you ready to say it with me? Pathetic. But the farmer slowly folded his arms across his chest, smiled smugly, and said, "But I'm the best. You, shoo." Nasty neighbour word number four was another one of yours. Off you go. "Ah," said the farmer, "you're only jealous because you didn't have a brilliant idea in here," he said, pointing to his head. "You, shoo." And nasty neighbour number five, are you ready to say it with me, said, "Silly." "Oh," said the farmer, "so who is the silly one? I think you is the silly one. You, shoo." And let's do one long, final, loud, ready?